بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. Just one or two points again with regard to namaz. Sometimes, especially when we make imamat, some people, very few, have got this habit that one is, we play with our toes. That is general, that's very common. But we lift up our heel. Every time we start an ayat, we sort of give power to ourselves. We lift up our heel. And some people lift the shoulders up. One is, I've got a habit, this is just by nature, my shoulder just moves. But one is, everyone, whenever he starts an ayat, Alhamdulillah, then Alhamdulillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. That we should also avoid. And also we should be careful with regard to the takbir of our namaz. Allahu Akbar is what a fatah, Akbar. Sometimes we are saying it correctly, but we don't pay attention and it sounds like Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We must be very careful with that, that we pronounce it correctly. And also in the adhan, that Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar must be together. Mustn't make waqf, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It must be read together. Though it is read sukoon, we don't read Allahu Akbar or Allahu Akbar. We say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But it must be said together. And for that, please, I did say that whoever is giving adhan and whoever is making imamat must go to the respective ustads who are responsible for the practice of this. Mani Musa, has this been followed up? Please, it must be followed up, this must be corrected. Otherwise we see imams who are now permanent imams in masjid, but still these points there we find negligence in there. Then the point that I wanted to speak about today is, I just took a little walk in the classrooms, and when I came to this first, the Ula classes at the bottom, and the wuzu khana there before you turn to go to the hifz classes, I found that one tap water was running widely open. There was nobody in the wuzu khana. And I closed that tap, then I found another tap is still open in the toilet, the can. That tap was wide open. I closed that tap, then another tap was also open, all wide open. And water is just gushing away. And especially at our present time, when we know what a shortage of water there is countrywide. And for this type of wastage, it just can't not make sense. We haven't got any words to say about it. Then I went to the office and told them, they said there was a problem. So therefore they had closed the water, they were fixing the problem. So possibly students then, when they finished, there wasn't water, so they left the tap open. So this, and I don't know, perhaps previously many years ago, when I went in the morning after Maghrib, students were all in Mutala, but I found two, three showers, the hot water tap wide open, and the water is just pouring out from the shower, and there is absolutely nobody there. So this irresponsibility is a very, very serious matter. And especially at the present time. And also Maulana Musa informed the gardeners that they mustn't water the garden now. At the time when there's so much shortage of water, that we must be conserving, saving water. Though we got our own borehole, but that doesn't give us any license that we can waste water. And also remember that if as far as possible, really it's a rule of the madrasa, but students should try and not shower, but use the bucket. Try and save water now as much as we can. In the wuzu khana, I noticed many times the tap is wide open. Students are busy talking and the water is just flowing. Or even we are making wudu, but we are using more than what is necessary. In the Quran Sharif, there are two words used for wastage, tabzir and israf. The one is that where you use without necessity, and the other one is you use more than what is necessary. It is necessary, but you are using more than what is necessary. And both are haram, and both are totally disliked by Allah Ta'ala. So even when we're making wudu, anytime. Also another common thing is, I don't know now with the new geyser system, but with the conventional old geyser system, that when a person, for example, before eating in winter or when it's cold or even just out of habit, we open the hot water tap. But we are not going to wait for hot water to come. We just wash our hands, going to go and eat. That water came out is replaced in the geyser. That very cold water colds in the geyser. So much more electric, you got no benefit also. Israf and fuzul extra is not permitted, though that water is falling back into the river again. But there also you are not allowed, for example, wash your face more than 3 times, etc. There also it's not allowed. So in these circumstances which we find ourselves, and when we supposed to be those who are conscious, who are supposed to be responsible, if we are wasting water like this, then what to say, what can we expect then? So please be very, very careful in the usage of water. And also another thing, remember electricity also. Use only how much is necessary. Electricity is produced by water. Whenever we are using electricity, behind it, the production of it is by water. We are using water. So there also save electricity. By saving electricity, you are saving electricity also. You are saving water also. So therefore, it's very, very important that especially during these times, we want Allah's mercy. We made Salatul Istisqa. We all should be making Tawbah Istighfar. And very necessary to change our lives also. All this is, one Maulana gave a bayan in one place, and he said this is all on account of our sins, gunas, etc. One person objected. He said, what, Maulvis don't know anything what is happening in the world. This is because of global warming. That's why these conditions. For there is nothing like all this global warming and all these other conditions. It is our amal, our actions by which all these conditions are coming. And we are living in very serious times. So try and make tawbah, istighfar, correct our lives, and especially at the conservation of water, electricity, this is very, very important. Please pay attention to all these points and try and practice upon them, inshallah.